The Central College football team lost 24-14 to Wartburg Saturday afternoon in Waverly. On today's Lely Radio Sports page, we have highlights from our live broadcast on 92.1 KRLS, and we catch up with Dutch head coach Jeff McMartin.
College football is on the air as we welcome you live to Walston Hoover Stadium in Waverly for the biggest American Rivers Conference matchup of the 2023 season as your Central College Dutch take on the third-ranked Wartburg Knights. We're coming out of the Central timeout. The ball is at the 9-yard line. It is 3rd and 8 for the Dutch. It's on the near right hash as Central is moving from left to right. What breeze there is with Central as Hunter Hoffman drops back into the shotgun. Ryan New right, 3 receivers left. Hunter takes the snap, fade, lob, New, falling to the ground, makes a spectacular catch. Touchdown Central, Ryan New, a 9-yard grab.
Well, you know, from a lineman I was looking, I'm thinking New is one-on-one out there.
Wartburg 17, Central 7, ready to start the third quarter at Walston Hoover Stadium. And with the ball teed up at the 35-yard line, ball is in the air for the second half of action. And it's Wilkinson from the 5, far hash 10, 20, hole 25, breaks a tackle 30. At the 35, breaks another tackle, still on his feet across the 45-yard line. Hunter Wilkinson, a spark with a 42-yard kick return.
And he is fired up.
3rd and 12 for Wartburg from the 31. Central rushes just 3. Fire over the middle for Henry. Oh, nice Reese job. Miller knocks it away. What a play by the Dutch safety to get the defense off the field. 4th and 2 for Wartburg with 12 minutes and 3 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Knights 17, Dutch 7.
They got the goal line offense in.
McLaughlin from under center with the eye backfield behind him takes a snap, hands it off to Clausen. He's hit and he's stopped short of the line to gain. Hunter Clausen, a 1-yard run, and Central has turned it over on downs. 3rd down and 8 for Central with 6:26 to go in the fourth quarter, trailing the Knights 24-7. 4 wide receivers, and Hunter Hoffman takes the shotgun snap. Looking right, pumps, under pressure. He'll step up, now might have a little bit of time to run. Fires it left, caught by Herbers. Shake and bake at the 5, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Central. Hunter Hoffman keeps the play alive, and it's a 17-yard strike to Jeff Herbers.
Yeah, that's a great play by Hunter there.
Wartburg needs to snap it one more time. And it's Niall McLaughlin in victory formation with the kneel down. And while Central put up a heck of a fight, Wartburg gets out of Walston Hoover Stadium undefeated. Our final score, the Knights 24, Central 14.
We're catching up with Central College football coach Jeff McMartin on the heels of a 24-14 loss to Wartburg on Saturday in Waverly. Coach, a hard-fought football game against, you know, one of the best teams in the country, and your team hung in there, just not enough in the end. What are your first thoughts on this game?
Yeah, I mean, Wartburg has a very good football team, and you've got to be at your best, kind of on both sides of the ball and in special teams to really win a game like this. And I think that, you know, when I look at us special teams wise, I thought we played really well. You know, there's maybe one thing, and that whether it was punt, kickoff return, that I wasn't really pleased with, and maybe two, but overall I think we played very well there, did a lot of good things. Defensively, I think that we held up for most of the game. At the end of the game we weren't able to get a stop, but if you look at the whole complete game, I mean, pretty good job there. And offensively, you know, we moved the ball at times, and I thought we took advantage of some things, but we also turned it over, and that made it tough. And so there's definitely some areas that we can get better at, for sure. But there were some things that we did well, too.
It seemed like this game, you know, among other things, came down to who was able to make some plays, and they just made a few more, you know, a couple great catches by their receivers where we maybe didn't come up with some. We dropped an interception that they got, right? I mean, just when you play a team like this, you there's no margin for error.
Right. And then, you know, that's, I think, you know, in the 2 losses that we've had this year, that's kind of been the case, you know, like some missed opportunities and the other team making plays that we didn't make. And that's where, you know, we've just got to continue to improve and, you know, coach better and play better and learn from it and grow from it. And that's that's where we're at right now.
And, you know, the Wartburg is, you know, at this moment is kind of the litmus test in the American Rivers Conference. They're going to win the conference title and go on to the playoffs. And as you kind of evaluate things with a couple of weeks left, how are we trying to finish the season to maybe springboard into 2024?
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's definitely the thing. You know, you want to really execute these next two games well, play well, live with a lot of really good memories of the season. Have our seniors enjoy their last home game of the year and then their last game of their career. And then also with our young guys, you know, continue to improve, continue to grow, improve, take advantage of their opportunities, keep getting better, see signs of improvement. I think that we have improved overall as a team. You know, there's been a lot of steps that we've taken in a lot of areas this season. And so, you know, just continue to build on those things because, you know, you don't want to look too far ahead and, you know, get past this season. But, you know, you're always building, you know, you're always creating, you're always, you know, if you're doing it right. And I think that we've got some more opportunities in front of us and we have to take advantage of them.
And then last one, Coach, we're talking about 20 minutes after this thing wrapped up. And I know it's kind of raw and emotional. Can you tell our listeners the emotions that you're going through right now?
Well, there you go. It's no fun to lose. You know, it's hard. And it's hard when you know what these kids mean to each other and what they put into this season and in this game. You know, they wanted to win this game badly. They were very focused. We had a great week of practice. They knew what they had to do. Nothing was a big surprise today. You know, it was a matter of how well we could execute and play. So my hurt is for, you know, our program, the kids in it. You know, we take a lot of pride in what we do here. We want to make our, you know, program and the alumni and the fans proud. And so when you don't do that, it never feels good, you know? And so yeah, definitely pretty down right now, but I'm also somebody that, you know, the sun's going to come up tomorrow and we still have a season to play and people to coach and a program to continue to build and get better at. And so I'm hopeful for that, and I'm looking forward to those things too.
Well, Coach, even in a loss, you're making all of us fans proud. Thanks for your time, and we'll see you down the road.
Thanks, appreciate it.
That's Jeff McBarton, head coach of the Central College football team on Saturday in Waverly, Wartburg 24, Central 14.